You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.
Today on our show, we're talking with Siona Benjamin. Siona, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Let's begin by talking about what's happening right now. This is an exciting evening. The film Blue Like Me, The Art of Sonia, Siona Benjamin, is about to be screened. Can you tell us a little bit about this? Must be a very exciting time for you. This is essentially a film about who you are and your art. Can you tell us a little bit about how the film happened and how you feel about the film, what the message of the film is or what it contains, if you can answer that easily?
Yes, sure. Well, actually, this film was started about a couple of years ago. Hal Rifkin, who's a filmmaker and producer, just came to my studio because he wanted to make a film about divorce, artists in New Jersey. And then when he heard about my recently completed Fulbright project, where I went to India for about 5-6 months, and then I interviewed some of the remaining Indian Jews there from my community. I belong to the Bene Israel community in Mumbai. I was born and raised in Mumbai. But then I came to the United States to study like about close to 30 years ago, and I never went back. But most of my family is not in India anymore. They left to go to Israel. And so I was always very keen to sort of, answer questions whenever I've asked, when people ask me, how come there are Jews in India? And so I would kind of say, well, there are Jews in India, Pakistan, Iran, and Iraq before there were Jews in Europe. And so people would always be surprised, and they would be like reminded about that, because that is what, history and religious history tells you. And so I got this Fulbright, and I went to India, and I did the project. And after I was finishing the project, the filmmaker, Hal Rifkin, he asked me whether he could, do a Kickstarter and raise some money and bring some of his funders and go back with me to India to shoot the film and kind of sort of recreate some of the interviews that I had done with some of my subjects there. And so that's how it came about.
Wow. And so the film is a recreation of that, as well as an exploration of your art, isn't it?
And
what it is that you make. And how do you feel that it portrays that? How do you feel it portrays you? I mean, you're obviously looking at it in a very subjective way, but how do you feel the film accomplished portraying who you are?
Well, I'm a little shy, film shy, and being photographed a little bit. So, I wasn't sure that I wanted it to be just about me, because, in my mind, I feel normally films, like this are sort of made when you're either much older or you're not living anymore. So I told Hal, I said, it's a little embarrassing. So he says, no, you don't worry about it. It's about your art, but it'll weave a nice story. It won't be, something which is going to be, it will be about your art, but it'll definitely tell a story. And then we'll take you back to India, and then, you will talk about this community. And in the end, the film actually for me became an opportunity not just to talk about my work, but to talk about, diversity, to talk about issues of race and issues that are also part of my work, which are sociopolitical, and to talk about how important it is to sort of not compartmentalize people or art or, any category that you think. And so the film is kind of broadly, mostly about that. And right at the end of the film, we had a wonderful editor. And so what he did is he took photographs of, like, live photographs of, like, people in New York, many different races and religions. And so in the end it says, it shows all these faces, and then it kind of says in the end that, the world is blue. Like, all of us are blue-skinned, like the characters in my work. And so it talks about how we can come from different categories, religions, and countries, but how in the end we are sort of, world citizens, so to speak, and how we are similar as human beings. And that is what I want my work to be, and I wanted the film to be about, because I think that is so important with what's happening in the world right now.
I think so too. You mean with all the conflict everywhere of all kinds?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. And also being a Jew from India who grew up with Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and Portuguese Christians and, you know, all of these people, and then my family leaving to go to Israel, and then, you know, my one grandmother moving to Cleveland, Ohio, and the other grandmother moving to Beersheba, Israel, and then my parents still living in India. I started questioning for a long time, what is home? Where is home? And so I'm now an Indian Jewish American, you know, citizen. And so, you know, what does that mean to me? And what does that mean to my daughter, who's now 19 and goes to college in New York City? You know, so all these questions, I sort of, as an artist, you know, we all tend to answer these questions in our work. And that's what I am trying to do. But the film is only half hour, it's only 30 minutes, but I think it's very well done and answers some of these questions or kind of touches on a lot of these topics.
It's very interesting. I think we have time to talk about, I'd like to encourage all the listeners, of course, to follow links in this post and learn more about your film and perhaps see it if they can. Do you want to talk about your approach to a few paintings, or we could talk about another project of yours? I could talk to you about the paintings, perhaps, you know, the Finding Home paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to talk about a recent project, another project that you think is important?
Since you're editing this, I can tell you a little bit about some of them, and then you can choose what you want me to expand on. You know, I can tell you, like, I can talk about the Fulbright project more in detail as to what I exactly did, like how I photographed the people. And then, or I can talk about my Finding Home, and you can pick a certain painting if you want to do that. Or I can talk about this recent commission that I just finished where I designed an entire floor of a synagogue in St. Louis, which was an amazing project for me. So, like, also, like, how, as an artist, how we make our living and how we kind of make that balance between making art and, you know, doing commissions and compromising what we are actually saying. So it's up to you.
Let's start with a commission, and if we have time, I'd like to talk about all of it, you know. Let's talk a little bit about your commission, and that sounds important, especially exactly as you were addressing it. It sounds like it's quite a special project, but also that struggle of an artist, as you were saying.
Right, exactly. And I think, you know, with the books and all that you've come out with, it's very important. Yeah, it is, and we don't. As artists, like, it's so hard to make that balance between making your art and trying to earn a living.
I agree. So tell us about the commission. How did that sounds extraordinary. How big is that, and how are you able to balance that and manage that?
Mm-hmm. So between making my own work, which is very important for me, and I continue to do that. I've done a series of paintings, which is called Finding Home, and then another series, which is called Farishte, which is based on the women in the Torah, because I've been studying with this rabbi at JTS, and I find, I'm not religious, but I like to, what you call in Hebrew, I like Agada, which is storytelling or recycling of mythology. And so, you know, I am doing that continuously, but in between I do also have to, I'm sorry, somebody interrupted me.
It's okay.
So in between I also have to, you know, earn my living, and so I, you know, want to try to find something which is art-related. And so I started doing a lot of commissions, both private and public. And the last one that I did was more of a public project where there is a very beautifully built synagogue in St. Louis. And I know the rabbi for many years, and she's very fond of India. And so she actually came with me to India 1 year too. And so she was always telling me, I have this entrance of the synagogue. It's a very beautiful rotunda. And we have actually have long-term plans of making a beautiful floor, a mosaic floor, influenced by some of the really ancient floors of the synagogues in Israel, like Dura Europa, for example, has the most beautiful imagery on the floor in some of these ancient centuries-old synagogues. So I said, wow, I'd love to do that. So I worked with her over several months, and we, you know, we did this circular floor design where I did a painting, which is about 3 feet in diameter. And it was, it's very detailed, and it has, you know, the light, it has zodiac signs, and it has the Hebrew months, and it has the 12 tribes of Israel, and it's kind of a teaching tool also. And so,
I'm sorry,
you know,
how big is it? What was the diameter on that?
Well, the original painting is 3 feet in diameter, but then this painting is scanned by a very high-resolution scanner, and then it is sent off to a tile company in Florida, and they will be making porcelain tiles, and the finished diameter of the porcelain floor, porcelain tile floor, will be 15 feet in diameter. And so right
wow.
now, the porcelain tiles are being made, and they're sending me samples to see whether the color is matching up with the original painting. So I'm in the middle of that, and then the end of July, once the tiles are ready, it will be installed in the synagogue entrance. And you know, it's something really interesting for me because it's permanent, and you know, this is a kiln fire tile, so they will never fade unless, of course, they are broken.
It sounds like a fantastic project. And so this is, you're saying, probably also how you make ends meet, how you make a living, is doing these types of commissions.
Yes, yes. And then before that, I did a very large painting for a private home in Florida. And before that, I did a commission for a DVD cover for a yoga instructor. Mm. And before that, I did another sculpture for somebody. You know, so but in between, it's very, very important for me to continue my work. And I'm represented by a wonderful gallery in Chelsea. So they also, you know, continue to sell my work and have my exhibitions. I'm very fortunate. I normally don't have to go out looking for them, but I get exhibitions coming to me. So I have, for example, I have, you know, several exhibitions until the end of 2016 already planned for, and my gallery is very wonderful in arranging them. And
is that Flomenhaft? Which gallery is that?
Yes, it's the Flomenhaft Gallery in Chelsea. And actually this fall, I'm going to be part of the Jerusalem Biennale, which is going to be in Jerusalem, Israel. So that's kind of a group, you know, effort, but you know, I'll get to go there, and also I'll be taking one of my blue dancers with me and doing a kind of a flash mob performance there for the Jerusalem Biennale. So I'm very excited about that.
Mm. I love that, yeah. So one blue dancer you'll bring with you?
Well, I'll bring one blue dancer because they don't have a very big budget because they're you know, financing all of this. So I'll take one of my blue dancers with me, and then she will train some of the dancers from the Jerusalem Dance Academy. So, you know, she's a dance instructor anyway. So, you know, she's very good with being able to teach people to dance. So we'll be there like a week in advance, so that'll be enough time for her to train them.
Very exciting. And one question, just a personal question, is that color blue, why that blue? I mean, I'm American. My wife's from Spain, and our son, his name is Shiva. And so we've looked at images of Shiva, and that color blue, you know, is something that I have some familiarity with. Why, and there's nothing Indian about Shiva, our son, but why that blue? That seems kind of a special color, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, since I come from India and I'm surrounded by Indian icons and Hinduism so much, so I couldn't run away from that. And here I was raised in a monotheistic religion of being brought up Jewish in India, so and being told you can't idol worship. And so, but these gods are just so, you know, interesting, so I couldn't stay away from them. And and later on when I started making, you know, self-portraits, you know, recycling of mythology, I started thinking, what color skin should I paint myself? And then I came up with the idea that the light blue of the sky, the light blue of the ocean, and the light blue of Shiva or Krishna or people like that, I mean gods like that, it's just very, very good and interesting, because for me, the blue became a symbol of being a Jewish woman of color.
Mm.
And so, you know, it became like a symbol, like, it's sort of as a joke, actually, because instead of trying to think what shade of brown I should paint myself, you know, I came up with light blue because it's the color of the sky and the ocean, and you can belong anywhere and nowhere at the same time. But at the same time, it also, you know, stems from my India with all these blue-skinned. But actually, Krishna, for example, was a very, very dark blue, and he was so dark that he was this almost purple blue. And so, because he's a dark-skinned god, and so, you know, his skin is so dark that it becomes like a purple blue. So, but then Shiva, on the other hand, is a lighter blue, or more like a cobalt blue.
It's very interesting because I can't think of another culture doing that. You know, I mean, Jesus or other figures aren't different colors. Blue is really
right. And then, of course, also in Buddhism, you have the green, you know, all the goddesses, there's the green Tara and the red Tara. They have all these different colored skins in all these different Eastern religions, which is very interesting, you know. But for me, the blue, the light blue, became a symbol of just being the other, of being different, or being told, a Jew from India, how is that possible? So it kind of became a joke, and now it's sort of become sort of like a, I don't know, almost like a branding. So this film, we decided, I mean, a lot of my, some of my exhibitions are also titled, but this film we called Blue Like Me, so it's like almost a pun on that word, you know, blue as in sad, or blue as in different, you know, as in different colored skin.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. It's been wonderful talking to you. I know the film's about to screen, and I'm very excited for that, Fiona. Congratulations again on the film. There'll be links to the interview for people to learn more, but I just want to say thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You're listening to Yale Radio WIVC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.